Arkansas's conservation director, Karen Guz, says that till now, simple warnings have been issued for restrictions violators. Now, though, that enforcement will come at a price.
Officers at this point are likely to issue a citation the first time they see somebody watering on the wrong day.
By wrong day, she's talking about the legal watering day you're entitled, figured by your address.
If your street address ends in a 0 or 1, your watering day is Monday. If it ends in 2-3, it's Tuesday. So everybody gets a Monday through Friday. There's no spray irrigation on the weekend.
The citation you'll get for violating those restrictions, like a speeding ticket, will go before a judge.
It's up to the judge in municipal court, but in the past, they've averaged around $130 per citation.
Now SAWS is upping the ante even further by enlisting the help of, well, pretty much everyone.
If you're driving around and you see what looks like water waste or maybe a site that just hasn't gotten on board with the rules yet, you can go online to saws.org/waterwaste. And there's a form where you can let us know what you're seeing and where you're seeing it.
If you're a business owner and figure you're exempt, no.
People often assume that maybe businesses don't have to follow the rules. Well, yeah, they do. Businesses have an assigned day just like we do.
We've got most of August to get through still before there's any temperature relief, so restrictions could even get tighter.
If we don't get rain in the next couple weeks, there's a good chance that we'll be in stage 2.
We will keep you in the loop. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.